welcome and thanks for tuning in to Real People, Real Talk. Relevant conversations that take you from surviving to thriving. This is the podcast that goes there. My name is Paul Calco, and I'm your host. Now let's talk. Hello, Thriver.
And happy Valentine's Day.
At the time of this recording, it is Valentine's Day, and we are taking this day to launch our love and relationship series, babe.
This series will have something for everybody, married people, dating, and the singles. We're calling today's episode True Love.
And we're going to start out with God's Word.
1 Corinthians 13:4 through 8 says, love is patient, love is kind, love does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails.
Amen to the word of God. And with that being said, babe, like, how would you define true love?
To me, true love, first and foremost, is Jesus down on the cross for our sins. That is a great example of true love. But if we're talking about in relationships, true love to me is kind of the same. Being willing to give up yourself and not think about yourself, but your spouse and or your significant other.
I know we're just 2 minutes in, but babe, you said something that really made me think, and I love the analogy that you use or that you made me think of. You define true love as Jesus dying on the cross, and Jesus was willing to lay down his life for the people that he loved, which is you and I. And I love how you relate that to marriage, because true love in marriage is you are willing to lay down your life for your significant other. It's not about always having things your way, but what's best for the unit, for you and your spouse. And so the only thing I would ask that is that love is so much more than a feeling. It's more than an emotion. Well, love is a commitment that says, I choose you and only you day in and day out, through the good, through the bad, and through the ugly. True love says that if the meal that you cook was bad, I still love you. If you failed to meet my expectations this week, I still love you. If you forgot to take out the trash or to pay a bill on time, I still love you. So we're talking about true love.
True love is no matter what, I still love you. No matter the good things, the bad things, the not so great things, the great days, the bad days, I still love you in spite of yourself.
And most definitely, and may correct me if I'm wrong, I feel that I have grown as a husband and I still have a lot more to learn, you know, being nearly 6 years in. So this is all new to my wife as I'm saying this out loud for the very first time. So here we go. Let's see how this goes. I think it's essential to love your spouse loudly and invisibly. And here's what I mean. When I say loud love, I'm talking about things like this. Shout out your spouse on social media. It could be a birthday post. It could be an anniversary post. It could be a just because post, just to name a few. Or you can send something to her job. Maybe you want to send flowers. In my wife's case, I'm going to send her cookies or to send her something from Nothing But Cakes. All right. Or even you do something in front of her family. And babe, you want to talk about what I did?
So I guess this is February. So my birthday was in December. So last December, I turned the big 30, and my family came down for Thanksgiving. So this was like a month in advance that he did this, that he surprised me with a birthday party, because I thought we were just going out to eat when my family was in town. I guess that's why I was so surprised, because it was like a month in advance. But we got to the restaurant, and it was all decorated for my birthday. My friends were there. A few of my friends were there. And then everybody was like, we got you. Yeah. And I was like, this is crazy, because I would have never known. I just thought we were just, you know, going to eat. But it was really cool, because I never really get to celebrate with my family since it's in December. It's like 10 days, 11 days before Christmas. So we normally just wait to celebrate till when we get together for Christmas time. So, yeah. Thank you, babe.
Yeah, you are more than welcome. It's my pleasure. And I say this not to brag on myself as a husband, but to give other husbands, to give spouses some ideas how you can love your significant other in a very visibly and tangibly way. And so express your love in a loud way, in a public way, because when I'm doing that, I'm letting others know that she is loved. Yes, I say that at home. Yes, she knows that she is loved, but I want others to know that she is loved as well. So yes, you should love your spouse out loud, but you should also love your spouse in invisible ways. I remember one time, babe, I don't know if you remember this, but I was talking to you and I was like, babe, I love you in ways that you don't even know. You know, talking my talk, making her melt, making her fall all in love with me again. Ain't that right, babe? And she goes on to say, like, how? And I was like, you know what? I'll tell you soon. But here we go. And I want you to hear my heart on this. I'm not saying this to brag on myself. But once again, I want to spark ideas for you to love your spouse in ways that you maybe haven't even thought of. And invisible love. These are things, and this is how I define it. Invisible love. These are things that I do that I don't expect a thank you. I don't announce to her and say, hey, babe, look at what I did. Basically, invisible love is you are serving and loving your spouse without mentioning it. So one of the ways is what I like to call coffee love. We have a coffee maker at home, and my wife drinks coffee often. And on the way to work, you know, when she drinks her coffee. But so on Friday, I use my off day to restock our mini coffee station, if you will. So I will fill it up with water. I'll keep the coffee and the sugar containers filled. Just little things to make her mornings less stressful. And before I go to bed, I'll wash out her coffee mugs that she bring from work so it can be ready for her the next day. And so just curious, and we're revealing this live, but babe, have you ever noticed that?
Actually, the coffee mug stuff, yes, I have noticed that. The sugar containers and the coffee containers, I don't think that I've, like, paid attention. I just guess it's always filled when I see it. So I never really noticed that it was gone down in the first place, I guess. I don't know. But thank you for doing that for me. I appreciate it. Now that I do know, I will definitely give you a little thanks for that. So I do appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. And that's what I mean by invisible love. And if it wasn't for this podcast, I wouldn't even, you know, brought it up. And so another thing is I clean up behind my wife. And let me explain that. My wife is a clean. I know, right? I'm not throwing you under the bus. My wife is a clean person. Don't get me wrong. But she has her own pace.
Yes.
I think that's fair to say.
Yeah.
You have your own pace. And it's volleyball season, so she's working more hours than normal. So, you know, from time to time, and Bay, correct me if I'm wrong, but she'll leave her socks here or she'll leave her book bag there.
Wrong.
Tell the truth and shame the devil.
I give you that.
Because in our house, everything, at least how I want it, everything has its place. And therefore, I want it to be tidy. But I digress. So here's what I mean. I would clean up behind her. And this is where I feel like I have grown as a husband. At one point, and babe, I'm going to be honest here, that used to irritate me.
Oh, I remember.
But now, as I'm trying to grow and be a better husband, I now look at those things as an opportunity to love my wife, to serve my wife, and to extend grace. And so here's some homework for you. I want you to take a long look at your relationship. Take a look at y'all's rhythms. And I want you to be intentional and look for ways that you can love and serve your spouse loudly and invisibly. But I rest my case. So let's talk about true love.
True love. A great marriage, a loving marriage, a happy and healthy marriage doesn't just happen. Both parties have to be intentional. And marriage is about the ing.
Yeah. And let me give you a quick English lesson here. The ing form of a verb that is called the present participle. And the present participle can be used as adjectives to form a continuous verb tense. In other words, things that we do continually. That's what I mean when I say ing. And here are the top three things that you should start doing if you're not doing it, and then to keep doing it regardless if you've been married 1 month or several decades. And so here we go down the list. Number one, keep pursuing God. I want to encourage you to pursue God, to seek after him as individuals and also as a couple. I like to say it like this. I am a much better husband when my connection with God is strong, meaning that the more that I'm seeking after him, the more that I'm praying, the more that I'm worshiping him, the more that I'm soaking myself in the word and in his presence, the better husband that I'll be. And one of the ways that we do this practically is that we aim to pray for and pray with each other at least once a week. And we do that on Sundays. We pray together and we read our devotional. And in addition to that, we do a monthly reading plan together through the Bible app and just talking about ways that we can stay connected spiritually and we can pursue God together.
Right. So pray together often, pray for each other often, and go to church together. Worship and serve together in your local community, in your local church. The closer y'all get to God, the closer y'all will get to each other.
So number one, keep pursuing God.
Pursue God.
And number two, keep pursuing each other.
Each other. Keep going out on dates.
Amen.
Okay. Try new things together rather than just maybe it's just a new restaurant or it's a new activity or it's getting out of your zip code. Like if you live in a big city like us, it's very easy to stay in your zip code because everything you need, everything you want to do is right there. But there is so much more outside of the zip code as well.
Yeah.
Keep getting to know each other. Stay curious. Stay a student of your spouse. Keep asking each other questions because the person that you married, I mean, if it was a month ago, maybe the same person, but if you've been married for years, you know, the person that you married 5-10 years ago might not be the same person because we all evolve, we all change. So
yeah.
Keep studying your spouse because some things might change. Travel together, make memories together, keep pursuing each other.
Most definitely, because when you keep pursuing each other, you fight against that invisible temptation to take one another for granted or to get into a rut in your relationship. So that was number two, keep pursuing each other.
Each other. Number three, keep expressing gratitude.
Listen, once again, whether you've been married 1 year or 50 years, you can never say thank you enough. I want to encourage you as your brother in Christ to make an effort to say thank you as often as you can. Say thank you even for the things that your spouse is supposed to do or even expected to do. For example, when your spouse cook, you can say thank you for the meal, babe, or thank you, babe, for taking out the trash. Just continue to say thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This creates an atmosphere and a culture of gratitude that also helps to fight against that invisible temptation to take each other for granted.
Most definitely. And all in all, please remember that love is an action verb. Thus, love is intentional.
Mm-hmm. Here are some more words and phrases that come to mind when we think of true love. Stands the test of time.
That's good.
Going the extra mile.
Exactly. Like in your marriage, it's not about just doing the bare minimum to survive. But I want to encourage you to show that love, to show that true love, and to go the extra mile, to let your spouse know that you love them and that you appreciate them.
Yeah. And it could be easy to, I wouldn't say take your partner for granted, but it could be easy to fall into a rhythm of things and just normally this person's taking out the trash, this person's cooking. So it's like a normal thing that happens. And so you just want to make sure that you are always just showing your spouse how much you appreciate them, because the stuff that you do doesn't go unnoticed and you don't want it to go unnoticed, whether you're doing it publicly or loudly or if you're doing it invisibly. You know, you don't want those things to go unnoticed, but it's always good to just get a simple thank you for whatever it is.
And I love the way you said that, because you made me think of something. As you says, you know we have our different roles and expectations, but going the extra mile, another thing I want to add is like go into each other's world, so to speak, and show that you support and show that you care. And here's what I mean. I do not like the sport of volleyball.
Whoa.
I know. I don't like the sport of volleyball.
Shocker.
But my wife does. And so when she goes to tournaments and she coaches her team, I then love volleyball. And so at the time of this recording, this past weekend, I went to her tournament and just showed up as a supportive husband rooting for Coach A. And so I went into her world to support her. And then the very next day, she did the same thing for me.
Mm-hmm. He was speaking in a life group class that morning, Sunday morning, right before the church service. And I showed up on time, I might add. I was there on time. So that's awesome.
Sure did. And just some context, like I go early because I work there and we have a prayer time at 7:30. And so my wife showing up for me, that meant a lot to me because she just worked a volleyball tournament. She could have slept in and only made it to worship, but she got up. She went the extra mile. So the words and phrases that come to mind when I think of true love is staying the test of time, going the extra mile, and
being a good listener.
Yeah, that's self-explanatory. Yeah. When you guys are conversing and communicating, listen to understand and not listen to just respond. So what's next?
Faithful and devoted.
Yes. True love means you are being faithful, devoted, and loyal to one another.
And last but not least, selfless.
And this is the real definition of true love, that you are selfless. And we're going to make this a full circle moment. Jesus expressed his true love to you and I by being selfless, denying himself down on the cross to show that love. And in your marriage, the way that you can express that true love is by being selfless and showing the other person that you love them. So we just want you to keep these things in mind as you aim for true love in your marriage and true love in your relationship. And I want to leave you with a reflection question that you should ask yourself periodically. And of course, I'm going to personalize it, but here's how I would say it. God, have I pleased you with how I love your daughter, my wife, today?
That's good.
And I want you to say that, to pray that, and then listen to God. Think about that, and then make the adjustments to do better the next day. And another thing, I ran across this short story on Facebook the other day, and we want to share it with you. So take it away, babe.
All right. And I quote, "A good friend of mine unexpectedly lost his wife. A couple months later, we were golfing together, chatting about nothing. He asked what my dinner plans were, and I told him wifey wanted my homemade chili and cornbread, but I didn't feel like stopping at the store. We golfed a few more minutes when he quietly said, 'Make the chili.' It took me a few minutes to realize we were no longer talking about dinner. It was about going out of your way to do something for someone you love, because at any moment they could unexpectedly be taken away from you. So today I'm sharing with you that wisdom handed to me by my dear friend that I've thought of many times since that day. Next time someone you love wants you to go for a walk or watch a football game or play a board game or just put your phone down and give them undivided attention, just do it. Make the chili."
And that's true love. Going out of your way, being selfless, and doing the small things for your spouse. So, babe, can you just pray us out?
Yes. Lord, we just thank you so much for who you are, everything you're doing in and through us. We pray for our listener, whether they are married, whether they are dating, whether they are single, God. Lord, we just thank you just for the season of life that they're in. I pray that everybody continues to know what true love is, God, that they continue to see true love in their lives displayed, God. I pray that we are able to be selfless towards our spouses, God, towards the people that we love, to be able to love them in a selfless way, God, to show them true love from our hearts. And we just thank you and praise you for everything that you're doing in and through us. In Jesus' name, amen.
And amen again. So happy Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Happy Love Day. Yes. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now I want you to go be all that God has called you to be.
And we out.